My name is Katia Aurelian, KETSIAAURELIAN. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Sarah, Sara, Cedeno Vasquez, Cedeno Vazquez. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to diabetes. So nephrosclerosis associated with diabetes, hypertension, obesity in the aging process period. This CKD has improved from a stage 3B to stage 3A with BUN of 25 from 28, creatinine of 1.1 from 1.3, and a GFR 51 from 42. There is non-significant selective and non-selective proteinuria with the urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 121 milligrams and urine protein to creatinine ratio of 328 milligrams from 372 milligrams, period. There is mild pyuria. However, the patient is asymptomatic, period. This improvement in CKD is likely related to the administration of Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, period. She is euvolemic and has no complaints, period. Number two, arterial hypertension with elevation of blood pressure reading of 150 over 63, period. However, the patient's sister states her blood pressure reading is usually better controlled at home. We will not change any of her current regimen, period. Continue with the low sodium and low fluid intake. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia. The A1C has improved from 8.8% to 8.2%. We will continue to monitor at this time. We will continue to monitor at this time without any changes in her current regimen, period. If the A1C becomes out of control, we may consider adjusting the glimepiride. But for right now, we will monitor. She is currently taking the Kerendia, which is beneficial for the kidneys, heart, and diabetes, period. Next line. Hyperuricemia, which has improved with the uric acid of 4.9 from 6.4. There is no need to start any new medication, period. Next line, anemia with HNH of 10.5 and 31.4%. We will order iron studies, and if necessary, we'll initiate iron supplements at the next visit if she is iron deficient, period. This is likely related to the CKD. We will continue to monitor for now. Next line, the patient reports difficulty swallowing and coughing while she's eating. This could possibly be a result of esophageal strictures. She would benefit from an evaluation with a GI to rule out esophageal strictures, period. And the patient is at a high risk for aspiration pneumonia due to this symptom. period, we advise her to follow up with her PCP for further evaluation. The next line. Hyperlipidemia, which is stable on atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. And